Hello, everybody. Today's passage is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear. But let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children, if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. All right, so before I dive into the meat of this passage, I think it's actually very important to recap a bit what we read yesterday in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 25. So as a quick refresher, in this passage from yesterday, Peter talks about submission to authority. First, he touches on what it means to submit to government, and then next, submission to masters, or you know, those with authority over you. And when Peter was talking about submission, it wasn't a message of simply just listen and do what they say, no questions asked. You know, it wasn't that Peter was telling us to just submit without thinking or just blindly follow, but rather it was a command to submit for the Lord's sake, as in, we need to recognize that God is the ultimate authority, that He is the one whom we ultimately submit to. And out of that, let your submission to, whether it be governments or other human institutions or you know those with authority over us, let your submission to them be a means of worshiping God and leading others actually to Him. You know, our submission, our honoring of those in these positions is a means of being a light, a witness, leading others to God through our actions, having this Christ-like humility and submission to lead others to God. So again, that's the type of submission that Peter is talking about, not just a blind submission no matter what might happen, but ultimately a submission to God and a means of honoring Him, of giving Him glory, of pointing to Him through our humility, through our submission. All right, so as we look at today's passage, I say that it's important to remember all of what I just said right now, what came in yesterday's passage, because Peter starts chapter 3, verse 1 by saying, likewise. He says, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands. And then again in verse 7, he says, likewise, husbands, and he gives them a command as well. And it's just one word, but this word likewise is actually of great importance because this shows us that everything Peter says here about the dynamic between husband and wife is meant to be taken similarly to what he says about submitting to government and human institutions and those with authority over us. So to kind of put that all together, the submission that a wife is to have to her husband and a husband to his wife is ultimately to be for the Lord's sake. It's to point each other to Christ, even to the extent where if a wife has an unbelieving husband, he might come to know God through her conduct. And by the way, this isn't just a random thing that Peter is talking about here. It's actually quite likely that many women came to know Christ, came to faith after they had already been married to somebody who wasn't a believer. And so Peter's command here is he's encouraging women, encouraging wives to submit to their husbands in such a way where their unbelieving husbands might come to know the Lord. But anyway, so Peter is calling for this mutual submission to one another, because again, he has this command to the wives as well as to the husbands. And it's not just to simply just do what the other person asks or just to blindly follow, but ultimately it's a calling, it's an exhortation to honor and respect one another in a God-fearing way, because we are all a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to use language from chapter 2, verse 9, and also because men and women, both husbands and wives, are both heirs together of the grace of life, as Peter says here in chapter 3, verse 7. And this mutual submission is meant to lead to a mutual blessing, where not only are both parties blessed, but God is also glorified. So again, just to make this clear, sometimes, you know, there's a misunderstanding of what it means to submit, and it's often abused even in some ways. But this is ultimately a submission, first and foremost, to the Lord, and then honoring one another in such a way where you're pointing each other to God through the way that you honor one another, through the way that you act in humility and compassion and submission to one another. And now, admittedly, in practice, this is a lot easier said than done. It sounds amazing in theory, you know, this mutual submission to one another, honoring each other, submitting to one another, and it's definitely something that's worth striving for. But this process, admittedly, can be very challenging. As my wife would be able to tell you if you were to ask, I have had plenty of moments where I found it hard to lovingly submit, whether due to my fears, my insecurities, and sometimes just plain lack of wisdom. I admit that happens from time to time, more often than I would like. But to all the husbands and wives listening today, I encourage you to prayerfully consider how you can lovingly honor your spouse through God-fearing submission. Again, this doesn't mean just simply doing whatever the other says without thinking about it, or even when you know that it's not a good thing. But by submitting to one another, ultimately you're submitting to God and honoring Him. That's what this passage is saying. And so live in such a way where you are honoring one another in this way, pointing each other to Christ, humbling yourself if need be, to honor God first and foremost, and then also your spouse. And to all of you who are unmarried, regardless of whether you're in a dating relationship or not, this message actually applies to you as well. Because even if you're not in this kind of dating or married relationship, you can ask yourself, what are your friendships like? Are you honoring these friends? You might not be married right now, but you can actually still learn to honor one another through Christ-like submission with your friends, loving one another, honoring each other, submitting to one another out of this love. So for everybody listening today, my encouragement for all of us is that we would learn what it means to submit to one another, to respect and honor one another in a God-honoring, God-fearing kind of way. With that, let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this word. And God, this is in some ways a challenging word. God, we might know that this is good, that we should live in this way, but I think all of us, whether married, dating, or you know, never been in a romantic relationship before, Lord, that this is hard. But God, thank you that you give us opportunities to grow in this way. Again, whether in our dating, marriage relationships, or in our friendships, Lord, you give us opportunities to honor one another, to love one another, to submit to one another out of reverence, God. And so teach us more and more how to do this so that, God, we might be able to point each other to you and actually even also through these relationships, show others who don't yet know you what it means to follow you, God, the joy that can come from this, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for this word. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.